That's the spirit.
Ooh, Professor Peter Lynam, are you there?
I am there, yes indeed, wherever there may be.
What's going on?
Well, I've just been pondering about this Brian Tamaki concern that about the call to prayer last Friday.
What was his concern?
Being Allah is great.
What's wrong? What? I missed all this. Sorry, catch me up.
Okay, so Brian Tamaki, in advance of this, declared that this was making New Zealand an Islamic nation. It was New Zealand officially recognizing Islam and thereby denying its Christian roots, etc., etc. Well, now, this is all pretty crazy, of course.
Does he know the stats on who actually is Christian in this country still?
Yes, one might ask about that too. Because, I mean, clearly he's always stood for a belief that he's the last defender of New Zealand, a Christian nation.
I think I've actually... I think I've zoned him out of my life. For some reason, I don't see his BS anymore.
The thing that intrigued me is that first day I got a bundle of emails from India, of all places, which appear to have been sent to every member of parliament, eagerly advocating this position. And then I got on Facebook, a very lovely and sweet thing addressed to Dear Sister Peter Lynam, clearly from another country that doesn't understand the name Peter, again saying I had no idea how evil Muslims were and how in Muslim majority context they denied the civil rights of other faiths.
Who's running this?
I don't understand. Yeah, was it Russian bots or something? Who's sending out all these emails and stuff?
Oh, I think plenty of people, you know, we're in a world where everybody can see everything going on, and so everybody comments on it. And the intriguing thing about all of this is that New Zealand it's been very, very interesting watching the cooperation between different religious faiths about this.
Yeah.
Everyone's had a bit of empathy for the other?
Yes, I think it's really quite striking. Muslims accepting, you know, Christian and atheist support quite positively in a way that, to be fair, most Muslims haven't been very comfortable with this kind of cooperation in the past. And similarly...
Is that to do with the sort of Christian idealistic sort of domination that seems to... I mean, it runs through our core in New Zealand. Like, it's all, you know, we're all about the Christmas and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, it's certainly true.
We're all about the Christmas.
Well, it's simply that within our English language and within the customs of...
The Queen
and
all that.
And its colonial past. Again, reading a thing by Moana Jackson telling us all that, you know, the whole thing is the fault of the colonial past, as it always is, of course. You know, there is some truth that you buy into a kind of Christian worldview, even if you don't actually personally hold it. Because this is the sort of society we live in. And so instantly, in the face of, you know, certain sorts of events, we speak love and charity and mercy. And were we in an Islamic country and there was a dreadful slaughter, we would immediately pick up the Islamic words, mostly the words of mercy that would be used in that context. Not surprisingly, I mean, religions tend to come from much the same point when they deal with human tragedy. They differ on sort of important things about what they believe about God, but they share a lot of common ground on what they think about care for people in need.
Yeah, but also they're both Christian and Muslim. It's all a trustful for something they don't really know is real as well. So they're all in like the same gambit, you know. So it's quite funny as an outsider, kind of looking at both of them, going, you know, you're all just it's all faith, you know. And even if you dig hard of people that don't believe anything, they still have faith in something that's bigger than them. Everybody can kind of understand the how tiny we are in the scheme of things, especially when you look up.
See, the interesting question is what will follow from this. And I actually talked a bit on Mikey Havoc's show this morning about...
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't hear about that. Did you know about this, John?
I'm sorry, I didn't get permission first.
This is absolutely fantastic. Should we actually just stop this now and just replay that conversation then?
No, because I'm talking on a different approach here.
Of course.
But of course you make these comments at the beginning of a period of human tragedy and suffering, but what has actually changed? And I don't know the answer to that, but some things that, you know, are quite striking. For example, you know, in Malaysia, that there is actually a law preventing Christians from calling God Allah. But their translation of the scriptures, which comes from originally from Bahasa Indonesia, the Indonesian type of Bahasa, does use the term for God of Allah, because that's a normal term for God in their language.
Right.
And so that there's a certain desire on both sides of Christians and Muslims to maintain a kind of strict separation, that these are two different faiths. And there's a whole lot of history behind this of, you know, really sharp debates. And yet, they both come from the same Semitic Jewish source. Mm. In the original idea, so not surprisingly, they share the same words. And I was talking to a scholar in Aramaic on Saturday, and he pointed out that the name Allah is actually derived from the original word for God in the Old Testament, El or Elohim. So, I mean, in fact, it's a Hebrew word in the end that both people are using.
Now, Peter, do you think that there's scope for both faiths, or all the faiths in New Zealand, to give each other a bit more breathing room, and rather than it being like we've got the superior faith and yours is a farce, do you think that is on the cards in New Zealand?
I certainly think we're a lot closer to that than we were 9 days ago.
Mm.
I think the significant thing that's changed is people have ceased to be frightened to kind of connect and show supportive attitudes towards people of the other religion. And the dear person who called me Sister Peter Lynham, yeah, it's rather sweet. she seemed to think. It was the kind of plot mentality where, I think I can pick up the email, where, you know, if you give an inch, they take a mile.
Oh, yeah.
Was the kind of answer.
Don't let your guard down, sister.
That's right. But, of course, this is so defeatist in a way.
Yeah.
Because if that's the approach you take... you actually will never show any courtesy towards anybody.
Mm.
And I wondered, I was fascinated by that, that surely the logic of this would mean that we would never get over the Crusades.
Mm.
And it seems to me that we can do if we simply acknowledge that, of course, there's stuff in our past that's had its ups and downs, but maybe we can learn to live together. I mean, the same applies, I think, to Moana Jackson's call that this is the result of the dreadful behaviour of the colonialists.
But we
actually don't have to be bound by the limits that the colonists have set on us.
Yeah, and just stuff was crazy back in the day. I think that's something everyone needs to remember. It's not, we didn't have Lime scooters and stuff. We're out just caning around maniacs.
They were pretty smart in some areas, but yes, the lack of scooters has had a really detrimental effect.
Probably not the best example of things, but, you know, it was just times were really different back then, you know?
Yeah.
We realise now, like, I think overall everybody has a better handle on right and wrong, regardless of religion. We understand what is inherently right and what is inherently wrong now, and that is always changing when discussion and when things come up.
But I think the other thing is proximity.
Yeah.
I mean, proximity is a real factor because, I mean, certainly when I grew up, how would I have known any Muslims?
Yeah, totally.
In New Zealand, that I've done an article somewhere of it, that a tiny number of Muslims until the late 50s when gradually Indians began coming in through Fiji.
Mm. Did you
and really, that's the 70s that the big number comes in.
Did you tell us the other day that it was 50,000 yep. Registered Muslims in this country?
Yes, that's right.
It feels like way more, right?
I think that's largely because
sort of
they don't get professional jobs.
So they don't...
remember, professional jobs, people are off the street.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look in supermarkets or low-paying jobs or taxi drivers, you're bound to see people of other ethnicities. And that's why often Auckland is also a very different picture than the rest of New Zealand.
So you're saying a professional job, you're asked what religion you are and that's how they find out?
No,
or
no,
what
no.
are you saying there?
No, of course not. Yeah. But I mean that the professions are much more selective in the choice of who they employ than others. And most people from other ethnicities and religions will tell you that, you know, being part of the club certainly helps people to get jobs. That was the story of women and why women struggled to get into law for so long.
Right. Mm.
So, I mean, this is the paradox that you would, in a sense, these are the liberal professions where people with liberal views dominate.
Where do the less open? Just quickly, Peter, do you know where the stats come from for that, though? Is it like a census, or where does that all...
Oh, yes, the census.
Because it could be just a fact.
Where we get our religious data from.
It could be as simple as people, for fear of, you know, just putting their neck out kind of thing, just not saying what they are.
It could be. I mean, the other factor that's always worried me in the census figures is people who don't speak English.
Yes, 100%.
Might well not fill in some of the questions. And
the
language religion implies that there are religions. And in some countries, you wouldn't have that sense anyway.
I see.
A big problem for Chinese, for example.
Right. Oh, cool. Okay. Hey, Peter, we should probably get away. We've got the news coming up. Thanks so much for this edition of That's the Spirit. It's always a pleasure, mate.
Very good.
We'll catch you next week. Sister?
Cheers. See you later, Peter.
Bye.